Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 32. The looting of the National Museum of Iraq. The looting of the National Museum of Iraq in April 2003 stands as one of the most tragic cultural losses in modern history. Amidst the chaos of the Iraq War, the museum, home to some of the most invaluable artifacts from Mesopotamian, Sumerian, Babylonian and Assyrian civilizations, was ransacked. The event not only highlighted the vulnerability of cultural heritage during conflicts, but also sparked international outrage and a desperate scramble to recover what was lost. Situated in Baghdad, the National Museum of Iraq held one of the world's richest collections of antiquities. The artifacts within its walls told the story of the earliest known civilizations, tracing the development of human society from prehistoric times through the rise and fall of mighty empires. For decades, historians and archaeologists had meticulously curated and preserved these treasures, making the museum a beacon of cultural and historical significance. As the United States-led invasion of Iraq commenced in March 2003, Baghdad became a focal point of intense military action. By early April, coalition forces had entered the city, and in the power vacuum that followed, lawlessness swept through the capital. Government buildings, infrastructure, and cultural institutions became vulnerable targets. The National Museum, left largely unprotected, fell victim to a frenzied wave of looting that lasted for days. Thousands of artifacts were stolen, many of which vanished into the black market, while others were destroyed in acts of sheer vandalism. Among the most devastating losses were priceless objects dating back over 5,000 years. Statuettes, cuneiform tablets, ancient manuscripts, and intricately carved reliefs disappeared, along with artifacts from the Akkadian and Neo-Assyrian periods. The famed Warkavase, one of the oldest known ritual vessels, and the Mask of Warka, a Sumerian sculpture of a female face from 3100 BCE, were among the looted treasures. The scale of the loss was overwhelming, with estimates suggesting that over 15,000 items were taken, many of which had never been catalogued. The international community reacted with outrage. Archaeologists and historians worldwide decried the looting as a cultural catastrophe. The United Nations and UNESCO issued urgent calls for the return of stolen artifacts and pressed for increased efforts to curb the illegal trade of antiquities. Interpol and various law enforcement agencies launched initiatives to track down looted objects, and several art dealers were arrested for handling stolen items. Efforts to recover the stolen pieces began almost immediately. Some artifacts were returned voluntarily by individuals who had taken them, either out of opportunism or desperation. Others were seized in raids on smugglers and black market dealers. The United States and other governments collaborated with Iraqi authorities to retrieve as many items as possible. Over the years, several high-profile recoveries were made, including the return of the Warka Vase, which was found buried on a farm south of Baghdad. However, despite these efforts, thousands of artifacts remain missing, likely scattered across private collections or still circulating in illegal markets. The looting of the National Museum of Iraq also exposed a broader problem, the illicit trade in antiquities. Conflict zones have long provided opportunities for looters to exploit weakened security and sell cultural treasures to unscrupulous collectors. The events in Iraq underscored the need for stronger international protections for cultural heritage, as well as stricter regulations on the buying and selling of antiquities. In response, Global organizations have pushed for more comprehensive tracking systems and tougher penalties for those involved in the illegal antiquities trade. In the years following the looting, Iraq has made significant efforts to restore its cultural heritage. The National Museum reopened in 2009, albeit with many of its halls still empty. Restoration and conservation work has been ongoing, and Iraq has continued to advocate for the return of missing artifacts. Many objects have been located in the United States, Europe, and neighboring Middle Eastern countries, leading to diplomatic negotiations for their repatriation. The looting of the museum serves as a cautionary tale about the fragility of cultural institutions in times of war. The loss was not merely one of physical objects, but of an irreplaceable connection to the past. These artifacts were more than relics. They were tangible links to the history of human civilization, carrying stories of innovation, artistry, and identity. The destruction and dispersal of such treasures represent an immeasurable cultural void. Despite the tragedy, the looting of the National Museum of Iraq has fueled greater awareness of the need to protect cultural heritage during conflicts. New policies and international agreements have emerged to prevent similar losses in future wars. Yet, the shadow of 2003 still lingers, and the challenge of recovering Iraq's stolen history remains a long and arduous task. While many artifacts have been recovered, the full extent of the loss may never be known. The looted objects that have resurfaced provide hope that more may yet be found, but the reality is that much of Iraq's ancient heritage may forever be lost to private collections or destroyed beyond repair. The museum's story is one of resilience, but it also stands as a solemn reminder of what is at stake when the past is not protected. It remains a lesson in the value of cultural preservation, the cost of war, and the ongoing fight to reclaim history from the hands of those who would seek to erase it for profit or power. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.